Hello.
This is a confirmation call
Hello?
From eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2,
what?
Or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Huh? Okay.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay. How can I help you?
I'm wondering what you're talking about. You mentioned about delivery and payment. I'm not sure what that is.
Ma'am, there is a purchase of a gift card from your eBay account. Did you authorize this transaction?
No, I did not. I did not.
Okay. And we have got some suspicious activity because the order has been placed. We can see the IP, and the IP is showing us California, U.S. I do believe you live in Australia, madam.
I'm in Melbourne, yes. That's right.
Yes, so definitely...
How do we find out who it is?
Okay, I will help you out, madam. So I will help you out for cancelling these charges and as well as blocking those persons from your internet connection. So
thank you, madam.
So there is an online procedure for that, madam. So what kind of phone are you using? Are you using an iPhone or are you using an Android phone?
It's an iPhone 6 Plus.
iPhone?
Yeah.
Okay, can you put me on speaker on this phone so that I can help you out?
Sure. I'm trying to hack my account. Yeah, go ahead.
Now, on your iPhone, madam, there is an application which says App Store. Could you please find it out and open up App Store?
Sure.
Take your time.
Yeah. Oh, it's loading now. Yeah, it's loaded, love.
Yeah, now on
What's
the
next?
App Store... Now, at the App Store, at the right down bottom corner, do you see a search option, a magnifying glass which says search?
Yep. And type in what am I searching?
Type over there, A as in apple, the letter A.
Yeah.
N as in November, N.
Yes.
Y as in yellow, Y.
Yes.
D as in David, D.
Thank you, yes.
Now, what is the first option comes up, madam? Let me know.
Any desk.
Click on that one, correct. Through this right now, you will be getting the cancellation ID. So do you see on the any desk which says get? Click on that get.
Yeah.
Now, after that, you will receive an option called open. When you see open, let me know.
Okay. It says I need iOS 15 or later, and I only have iOS 12.5.7.
Sorry?
It says I need an iOS system of 15 or later, but I only have iOS 12.5.7 on this.
Okay, so do you see skip or anywhere download, anything like that?
Nope.
What are the options are you seeing?
It's gone back to get, and that's all there is.
Yes, click on get first.
I just did that. It's telling me I need a higher operating system.
Upgrading system, and apart
it's
from this,
plus, yeah.
Okay. And apart from this cell phone, do you use any computer or a laptop?
I got a tablet.
Yeah, it's an Apple iPad or it's an Android tablet?
It's an Android, it's a Samsung.
Okay. And on this tablet, you do all your online stuff, like you do check your emails, shopping, all that
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Banking and all.
Be handy with the tablet.
Yeah, got it.
Now open up the Play Store from the tablet. Open up the Play Store.
Okay.
Now again type on the search bar on the Play Store.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. Any desk, remote, desktop. Install?
Yes, correct. Click on install, correct? Now when you see the open comes up there, just do let me know.
Yeah, we'll do.
Yeah.
It's going now.
Yes, correct. That's lovely. And you never share your personal information or financial to any of your friends
or
family members?
I don't, but I do have a friend who's very very tricky with computers, and I suspect that might be a person.
She lives in California. You still lives in U.S., California?
No, nope, but I think they've remotely placed the IP through an app in another place. I think you come from Melbourne, Australia, but it's been shown on your files that it's come from California, because you can send it from Hong Kong or anywhere in the world that he wants to.
Okay. Not a problem. We have to block those fraudulent IP addresses because the exact IP is showing us Mount View Road, California. Now,
okay. Can you please give me the IP address, the number?
It's 66.79.128.89.
Okay, I've got 66.79.128.89.
Yes.
Cool, thank you.
Now what can you
see? Is what you're saying? Oh,
now what can you see on this tablet?
It's just installing now. It's downloaded, now it's just installing. Okay, I'm opening now.
Open, do you see open?
Yep.
Click on open.
Yeah.
Now what can you see?
The plugins available, it says.
Cancel. Click on cancel first.
Alright, yep, okay.
Now what can you see?
Alright, it's come to the main screen.
Open up the Anydex application. Do you see any numbers?
Yeah, your address it says.
Yeah, read me back the number.
797.
Mm-hmm.
832.
Mm-hmm.
209.
Sorry?
209.
Okay. Now, just below that number, do you see any option which says set password?
Yes, I do.
Click on that one. Now, our password has been generated. You need to put the password.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after giving the click on set password, a security page will come up. Do you see that?
Yep, got it. Yep,
now, little
that
bit
now.
Go down. Now, little bit go down, you will see an option called permission profiles. Permission profiles in a single line.
Yep, got it.
Permissions,
yeah.
Permission profiles.
I don't see permission profiles. Is there permissions?
No, just little bit go down. Go down. You will see an option mm-hmm. called permission profiles.
Sorry, it's not here. I have interactive access, three choices that are not easy. I have permissions, and then I have I'm scrolling down, there is no permission. Look, underneath permissions, there is enabled session profiles, creativity session
profiles. No, go back. Go on the security page. Go on the security page.
I'm on the security page, Jalen.
Now, over there, just look.
Oh, it's appeared now. It wasn't there before. It's here now. It wasn't there before. It's disappeared.
Disappeared?
Yes, I've got it. All right. So, starting to pop up, permission profiles, and it's empty. I'm looking for an address or a name.
What can you see exactly? Tell me.
A pop-up has come up that says permission profiles, and it's asking me to type something in. And underneath it has default. In screen sharing,
Click on full access.
Yep.
Now, after that, the third option, enable unattended access. Do you see that? Enable
yes,
unattended.
I see that.
Click on that one.
Yeah. Now, password.
The password will be all in lowercase, no uppercase. It will be eBay.
Okay.
EBAY, eBay.
Yes, yes.
7890.
7890.
Yeah.
Okay.
Click on OK.
Yeah, full personal access, it says.
Now you will receive a security warning, and after that you will receive a start now option. If you see that, you need to click on start now, okay?
Yeah, alright.
Click on start now, you will see a start now or allow option. Okay. Click on that.
Yeah, done.
Now do you see any option comes up which says close at the right down bottom? Do you see the option comes up close? Click on the close. Now, what you need to do, madam, at the left top corner, there will be an arrow pointing backwards. Do you see the arrow?
Yes. Yeah, I'll
click
hit
on
that.
The arrow. Yeah, click on the arrow.
Okay.
Now, what can you see?
eBay Secure Server with a number is now viewing your desk.
Yes, so it is connected successfully, the eBay Secured Server. So right now what you need to do simply, ma'am, first of all, you need to check your email on this tablet. Just check your email.
All right.
Just check your email and did you got any mail from eBay that the order has been placed? Just check it from your end.
All right. Actually, now you speak of it, hang on. I think I deleted that and put it in out in my bin already.
Check your bin.
I'm doing that now. I think it's in here. Is it this one? The Samsung F23 winner, I think,
Do you see any mail from eBay or any suspicious mail coming up, anything like that?
Yes, I've had a few times now. I've had mail from Australia Post supposedly saying that there's a package meant to be delivered and I have to pay a postage fee.
Yeah, so did you place any kind of order like that?
No, I didn't do it. I saw it, but I didn't do it.
Yes, so that is the reason they are doing that using your information right now. So your email address is being also compromised by those fraudulent persons.
Yes.
So what we are going to do, we will put the security on your email address as well. Now, what you need to do...
Hello?
Now what you need to do, you need to simply check your statement as well. Just check your statement. Do you see any suspicious on your statement? If you see a single dollar transaction which is unknown to you, just do let me know. We will put a report on that. Check your statement.
All right. I'm just finishing the last of checking the bin for eBay.
Yes.
And spare me 1 second.
Let's take your time. Take your time.
What's that on?
You can see that your email is being used by those fraudulent persons again and again.
Really? Yes, I am.
So do not worry about the email. We will put the security on your email because right now they are using it, so we have to block them from your email address as well. Now you need to simply check your statement as well, okay? Just check your statement.
One sec.
Yeah. If you see a single dollar transaction which is unknown to you, just do let me know so we can put the report on that.
Okay. Sorry now.
Just check. Do you see any transaction which is unknown to you?
No, not yet. I don't think so.
Okay, and if you have any other bank account, check that as well. Check for
three days. Yes, I'm doing that now.
Yes.
Yep, doing that now.
Did you check the statement? You need to check the last 3 days statement, not before that. It will be on the last 3 days statement.
So what's the day today? It's
22. Yes, 22.
No, there's nothing.
Okay, apart from that bank, if you have any other bank, check that as well.
All right, 1 second.
Yeah. Any problem? Tell me.
But this is a long time ago, though, isn't it? Hang on, when's that?
Yes. So leave that as a log out from your log out from that.
only 21 days ago there's something fast, and it says fast transfer from J.R. Hunt to pay ID phone 0, $20.
Okay.
And fast transfer from J.R. Hunt to pay ID phone B, $50.
Oh, so that is unknown to you.
There was no money in my account, though.
Oh. So do not worry, we will put the security on your this account as well. Apart from this bank, if you have any other bank account, check that as well.
Right.
Yes, log out from
the
bank. That's all you have.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, log out from your bank first. Log out from your bank. Where are you right now? What can you see on your cell phone screen, on your tablet?
Oh, I'm just getting out of my bank account.
No, log out from your account. Log out from your account. Go back to your home screen.
Yes. Now,
apart from Commonwealth, you don't have any other account?
No, I don't, though. That's it.
Okay. So, do you use any kind of credit cards?
No, I don't. I have a debit MasterCard.
Okay, from the Commonwealth, that's correct?
Yes.
Okay, and now right now we have just got an information that some fraudulent persons have tried to use a Zip account. Did you ever use Zip Pay?
No, I never have.
Never, you have never done that, Zip Pay, that's correct? So you have to do, ma'am, they have tried to do through your Zip Pay account. They have tried to make the purchases from the Zip Pay, so open up the Play Store first.
Yeah.
We will block it directly from the Zip Pay account.
Okay.
Search on over there on the top, Zip Pay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, click on the install. When you see open option comes up, let me know. And do you have any driver's license or do you have Medicare card?
I have Medicare card. How do I know you're from eBay?
Because right now I'm not going to ask you any of your personal or financial information over the call. I'm just trying to help you out.
But you had a remote view of my phone just
now. No, madam. Right now it is connected to the eBay secured server, ma'am. You have seen that. The very first thing.
No, you've seen it, darling. I don't understand these things. I've not seen it. I'm just asking.
Now, when you see the open comes up, let me know.
God. Are you able to send me a document or a file?
When they are blocked permanently, we will send you an email.
I'm asking you, is there a file or anything you can send me with a logo or anything right now that I can say this man's from eBay, I can relax and listen to what you're saying?
After the blocking of the hackers is done, we will send
you. So what if you're not blocking it? What if you're attempting to access it and you're just lying to me now?
Right now your email is being accessed by those fraudulent persons. That is the reason.
I know, they're clever, and that could be you. Surely there's
If you do not want to do the cancellation procedure or blocking those out, that's your choice. If you do not want to do that, that's completely your choice now. But the money will be, you told me that you don't have money in your account. But the money your money will be in overdraft. It will go through your overdraft because then the money will be definitely do not do the cancellation. Through the Zip Pay right now, they are misusing your information and we are going to trying to help you out for cancelling that.
What do you think, Bubba? God.
on that email.
Now, when you see the open comes up, let me know. Now it comes up open. Hello.
Hello, yes.
Do you see open?
Sorry, one second. Yep, it's just installing now.
Okay, take your time.
Download it, it's just installing.
Okay. When you click on open, just do let me know.
Yes.
What happened, ma'am?
Oh, no, it's okay. Something else. It's still installing, right?
Do you see open?
Not yet, love.
Take your time.
Right. Oh dear.
Now, do you see the open?
No, it's still down on the floor. I don't find it. What is door? She's suffering all the time. Hey? What?
Sorry? Do you see open?
No, it says it's installing, but it's not installing. It's just buffering.
Okay, go back to your home screen. Go back to your home screen.
Yeah. Home again, yes.
Not yet, now? All your apps. Just check all your apps, you will see app which says zip this.
See what?
There will be app which says zip this.
Alright. Okay. Not yet. Hang on, I got the key place still.
Now, did you see open comes up?
Mm-hmm. It says zip tie again and see if it's just gold or what.
Yeah, take your time.
Oh, open now, okay.
Yeah, click on open.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's interesting. All right, sign in or log in.
Now, after that, you will get an option called sign up or login, and it will ask for your phone number. You need to put your phone number over there. If it asks for your phone number, you need to put your phone number.
Oh, okay. It's asking me, sign up now, or...
Let's click on sign up now. Click on sign up now. And it will ask for your phone number. Put your phone number.
Yeah, done.
Yeah. Now, it's on your phone, you will see a code. In the
code is 747.
Put that code over there. Put that code over there. Just put the code over there and do let me know.
Alright, done.
Okay. Now just hold from it, it will automatically detect the code. And after that, what comes up, let me know.
Alright. Alright, Let's create an account.
Yes. Yes. Now put your first name and your last name correctly as per your government ID. Do not make any mistake, just do. Just do it slowly, slowly. If you face any kind of problem, do let me know.
Thank you, John.
Are you facing any problem?
Yeah, I'm not entering a valid birthday. Try again.
Put that. Now, do not have to do click on the checkbox.
Okay,
and
yep.
And continue.
Got it, continue.
Now, after that, you will see an option called connect to bank or anything comes up. That's correct?
Yeah, only come back.
Now, select your bank and you need to put your client number and the password of your banking login.
Password, oh, excuse me. One sec. I have to look in my iPhone and my keychain for my password.
Yes, take your time, take the time. You need to put your password. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
When you are done, let me know.
Got it, found it, hang on. Copy. Oh shit.
Did you click on continue or connect?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, just hold for a moment. Now, you need to be handy with your Medicare card. You have a Medicare card or driver's license, be handy with one of them.
I do, just a second, I'll grab it.
Yes.
Alright, Medicare card.
Yes. Now,
hang on. Can I say something? The ZipPay app had driver's license in the box because that was the top option. It just changed itself to Medicare card.
No, it has automatically changed it to Medicare card right now.
Why? I didn't select anything and it said driver's license before.
You have selected that. It is from the server.
Thank you. Okay, what's next?
Let's put the details over there of your Medicare card. Do it correctly. If you are done, do let me know.
Okay, one sec.
Are you facing any problem?
No, so I just hang on. Oh, I got it. Okay, hold on. 06/20/25. Alright,
that's it, continue. Yeah. Now just hold for a moment. After that the server is gonna help you out, okay?
Oh no.
Now
right.
What comes up?
Where's my card?
Yes. So you need to put your com bank, like you did the ID and the password, you need to over there type your card information of the com bank. Do it from here.
What do you guys need my details for?
It is for the blocking right now. Your online activity through the ZipPay is being blocked. Now the card will be blocked from your ZipPay account and the eBay account as well. So you need to put the card over there.
Right, I'm nervous. I'm just very nervous. It's very stressful.
No need to worry, ma'am. Just take your lovely time, do it slowly, and after that you will get to see that your card and all things are being blocked from your eBay account, which are being used by those fraudulent persons.
Yeah, Alright, continue. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, next one. Continue.
Correct. Now, after that, now just hold for a moment. The server gonna help you out.
Alright.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Whatever it's not meant to be.